Permission to podcast copyrighted music in this service is obtained from one license, license number 400100P. All rights are reserved.
Good morning, and welcome to our worship service here at Zion Mennonite Church. Once again, we are gathering in this very different way because we cannot gather in the physical space of our church. The walls of a building do not define who we are. This morning, we are spread out into our community, and each of us participating in the life around us as much as we are able and allowed to. Even though we are in this different and sometimes confusing and sometimes difficult and sometimes frustrating time, we can know that the God of love and understanding walks with us always. Us being together like this is important. Your contribution this morning, although it might seem like nothing, but in whatever way, is important. As we take this brief time away from the usual, may this time together help to prepare us for the week ahead. May we all feel the hope and love of God in some way this morning. My hope is that you'll each find a gem to take with you throughout this week. My hope is that your lives will be richer from having listened to this morning's service. Please join me in the call to worship. So the call to worship this morning is from Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come into God's presence with singing. Know this, we are God's people and the sheep of God's pasture. So enter God's gates with thanksgiving. Come into the holy courts with praise. Give thanks to God and bless God's holy name. For the Lord is good. For the Lord is good. For the Lord is good. God's steadfast love endures forever. God's faithfulness is for all generations.
Please join together in singing the song, All People That on Earth Do Dwell, one line at a time. All people that on earth do dwell. Sing to the Lord with cheerful voice, Him serve with mirth, His praise forth tell. Him serve with mirth, His praise forth tell. Come ye before Him and rejoice. Come ye before Him and the Lord is God indeed. Know that the Lord is God indeed. Without our aid, He did us make. Without our aid, He did us make. We are His flock, He doth us feed. We are His flock, He doth us feed. His sheep He doth us take, and for His sheep He doth us take.
Please join me in prayer. Thank you, God, for this time we have together, this time set aside to be reminded once again of your great love for us. We are a people learning to be thankful, learning to recognize the richness in our lives, learning to see miracles, and learning to love our neighbor as ourselves. Open our eyes to see, our ears to hear, and hearts to feel the love that comes from you, the source of great love. Bless our worship time this morning. In your name we pray as one. Amen. All holy Father. This is the time in our worship service when normally we would be inviting you to contribute with your offering. And today we also invite you to do that. And there are several ways that you can do it. And if you check in your bulletin, there are a few options. There you can give a check to the church, either by mailing it or leaving it in the church mailbox at the back of the church. You can e-transfer. And if you need to know how to do that, please contact the church. There is also a credit debit card through Canada Helps, which has its link on our church website, and you can contribute that way as well. Before the offering prayer today, I just want to read a bit from 2 Corinthians 9, verses 6 to 8. Remember this, a farmer who plants only a few seeds will get a small crop, but the one who plants generously will get a generous crop. You must decide in your heart how much to give, and don't give reluctantly or in response to pressure, for God loves a person who gives cheerfully, and God will generously provide all you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plants left over to share with others. Let's pray together. Gracious God, you call us to let go of all of those things that we cling tightly to, and you call us to step out in faith, trusting in your love and your provision for us. Give us courage to step out boldly, to plant our small seeds generously and without fear. Use our gifts to accomplish more than we could possibly imagine. Bless each offering given this morning and throughout this week, joined together as our collective offering. In your name, together we pray. Amen.
In the hour. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
I will be reading Genesis 18, 1-15. The Lord appeared to Abraham near the great trees of Mamre, while he was sitting at the entrance to his tent in the heat of the day. Abraham looked up and saw three men standing nearby. When he saw them, he hurried from the entrance of his tent to meet them and bowed low to the ground. He said, "If I have found favor in your eyes, my Lord, do not pass your servant by. Let a little water be brought, and then you may all wash your feet and rest under this tree. Let me get you something to eat so you can be refreshed and then go on your way, now that you have come to your servant." "Very well," they answered, "do as you say." So Abraham hurried into the tent to Sarah. "Quick," he said, "get three seahs of the finest flour and knead it and bake some bread." Then he ran to the herd and selected a choice, tender calf, and gave it to a servant who hurried to prepare it. He then brought some curds and milk and the calf that had been prepared, and set these before them. While they ate, he stood near them under a tree. "Where is your wife Sarah?" they asked him. "There, in the tent," he said. Then one of them said, "I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, will have a son." Now Sarah was listening at the entrance to the tent, which was behind him. Abraham and Sarah were already very old, and Sarah was past the age of childbearing. So Sarah laughed to herself as she thought, "After I am worn out and my Lord is old, will I now have this pleasure?" Then the Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh and say, 'Will I really have a child now that I am old?' Is anything too hard for the Lord? I will return to you at the appointed time next year, and Sarah will have a son." Sarah was afraid, so she lied and said, "I did not laugh." But he said, "Yes, you did laugh."
I'm reading from Acts 2:36-41. "Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Messiah." When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call." With many other words, he warned them, and he pleaded with them, "Save yourselves from this corrupt generation." Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to the number that day.
1 Peter 1, verses 17-23. You pray to God and call him Father, and he judges each person's work equally. So while you are here on earth, you should live with respect for God. You know that in the past, you were living in a worthless way, a way passed down from the people who lived before you. But you were saved from that useless life. You were brought not with something that ruins like gold or silver, but with the precious blood of Christ, who was like a pure and perfect lamb Christ was chosen before the world was made, but he was shown to the world in these last times for your sake. Through Christ you believed in God, who raised Christ from the dead and gave him glory. So your faith and your hope are in God. Now that you have made your souls pure by obeying the truth, you can have true love for your Christian brothers and sisters. So love each other deeply with all your heart. You have been born again, and this new life did not come from something that dies, but from something that cannot die. You were born again through God's living message that continues forever.
Today's scripture reading will be from Luke 24:13-35, New International Version Bible, on the road to Emmaus. Now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see Jesus. He said to them, 'How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory?' And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself." As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus continued on as if he were going farther. But they urged him strongly, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening, the day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, "It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon." Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread.
Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will.